I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 982. What can you see? Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope your day is surrounded by and infused with family and friends and faith and maybe just a slice of pumpkin pie with whipped cream on it. Yum, yum. You know, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. That might sound weird for a pastor, but it's my favorite holiday because Thanksgiving includes all the other things I'm thankful for. With Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for the incarnation of God in Jesus at Christmas. I'm grateful for the resurrection at Easter and all the rest. It's all under the umbrella of Thanksgiving. In fact, every day should be Thanksgiving for all of us. Paul says, in everything, not for everything, but in everything, give thanks. But sometimes it's right there. We just can't see it. This podcast, as you know, is T2G, or The Two Greatest, because we're to be about love. Loving God, loving others. The two greatest commandments. You know, a Thanksgiving story was circulating on Facebook a few years back. It was about a blind boy who sat on the steps of a building with a hat by his feet. He held up a sign which said, "I am blind. Please help." And there were only a few coins in his hat. A man walking by took a few coins from his own pocket, dropped them in the hat, and then he took the boy's sign and he turned it around and he wrote some words on it and he put the sign back in the boy's hand and he walked on. And those new words were amazing. Soon the hat began to fill up with money. A lot more people were giving to the blind boy. And that afternoon, the man who had changed the sign came by again to see how things were going. The boy recognized his footsteps and asked, "Were you the one who changed my sign this morning? What did you write?" The man said, "I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but in a different way. I wrote, 'Today is a beautiful day, but I can't see it.'" Now, both signs told people that the boy was blind, but the first sign implied that the boy was blind simply. The second sign told people that they were so blessed that they could see with their physical eyes what he could not. Should we be surprised the difference that sign made? When our focus shifts to gratitude, we're not only more inclined to remember our own blessings, but also we're more inclined to bless others. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and the one who waters will himself be watered." Here's the great question on this Thanksgiving day. What do you see around you that makes your soul burst and say, "Thank you, Lord"? Why not say it? Let's pray this prayer of Thanksgiving by Abigail Van Buren. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for food, and we remember the hungry. We thank you for health, and we remember the sick. We thank you for friends, and we remember the friendless. We thank you for freedom, and we remember the enslaved. May these remembrances stir us to service, that your gifts to us may be used for others. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 983, and in the meantime, in a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, researchers found that adults who frequently feel gratitude actually have more energy, more optimism, more social connections, have more happiness than those who don't. They're also less likely to be depressed or to be envious or greedy or alcoholics. They earn more money. They sleep more soundly. They exercise more regularly. And they have greater resistance to viral infections. Wow. Dr. Robert Emmons, a professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis, is quoted as saying that the act of feeling gratitude requires self-reflection, the ability to admit that one is dependent upon the help of others, and the humility to realize one's own limitations. You know, as Christians, we're frequently exhorted and reminded to be thankful, not just in a general sense, but specifically thankful to God, and not just some of the time, but all of the time. As I said, Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Please know I am so thankful for you that you faithfully listen each day. And now, look around you. What can you see?